the one and only. I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Monday, April 1st, 2024, and because of that, we have our favorite fool in the house.
Hey.
I am my favorite fool. No, I was talking about Brother Jim Russell.
Yes, yes.
Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome to myself here, and how come it's raining? I thought we lived in the desert.
Is it real rain or is it drizzle?
Well, I suspect drizzle may be more accurate.
You know, I'll tell you a story off the air.
Okay.
I lost a piece of equipment in the rain on, and it was my own fault, on Saturday night in Parker.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, that gig cost me, you know, almost $150. So, anyway, it is April Fool's Day. It's Monday, April 1st, 2024. We have a special guest on the line. We'll get to Dr. Kristen Mann from ASU at Lake Havasu in just a moment. But I don't do too many April Fool's shows anymore. And I think I told you why before the show, right?
Yes.
And I've told the listeners this story before, but Jim Leeson used to co-host on Wednesdays. And at the same time, Jim was on the Planning and Zoning Commission here in Lake Havasu City.
I remember those days, yeah.
And he would come in fresh from that meeting, and we'd have some news, right? Planning and zoning news. And it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty up to date.
Sure, hot off the press.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So the one day he comes in, and lo and behold, Planning and Zoning was considering a paint job for the London Bridge. Yes, it was on April Fool's Day.
Uh-huh.
And we had the listeners going for about 45 minutes, and I think it's the most calls we've ever taken. It had to be 8 to 10 calls. It was wild. It was wacky. So, yeah, that's why I'm one of those people, if it's a special thing like that.
Yes.
I'm one that always tries to top myself.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You know, top that effort.
Yeah, if you can't beat it, don't do it.
I don't know in Lake Havasu City if you can top that.
No, that's pretty good.
Unless it's a desert storm related thing or something like that. We could have pulled that off, but we have guests today, and I want to bring on our guest. It's Dr. Kristen Mann, Associate Teaching Professor from ASU at Lake Havasu, sitting in for Dr. Carla Harkelrode. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kristen.
Thank you. It's nice to be here with you and Paul. You and Jim.
Me and Jim. Yeah. Yeah.
As long as you got us both covered.
He definitely doesn't want to be a Paul. Trust me. That would be appalling.
Oh.
Nice, right?
Oh.
You like that one.
Very good. You're on your game.
So there is a community blood drive that is huge to Vitalant here in Lake Havasu that starts today. It's 4 days long. I remember from the days they were United Blood Services.
Yes.
It's a lot of blood collect. I mean, we're talking almost 300 units just from Havasu during that 4 day period. But ASU got started early when the Changemaker Volunteer Group helped on Thursday. You want to talk about that, Dr. Kristen?
Yeah, they did one last Thursday, and the Changemakers are the student volunteers, and they helped out. I actually don't have numbers on how many right now, but it's a good, they do it 2 to 3 times a year. Obviously, know it's a great event, and then I saw the same thing at the Aquatic Center. It's 4 days, right?
Right, right. It's, today, tomorrow, I think it starts at 2 and goes till 7 today, and then tomorrow's more like a 10 to 6 or 10 to 4, and then Thursday, 9 to 5, and I don't have the exact time on Thursday, but I know they try to get out of town early to head back to Vegas on Thursday, so.
Right. Paul, as I remember in the past, wasn't a significant other of yours connected with
you? I was trying to stay away from that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was Nurse Wendy.
She was
our mascot for the show for a long time. Yeah, absolutely. And, that's why I know so much about that drive. Because United Blood Services became Vitalant, and you can still get the information on those drives and a reservation at vitalant.org. It's VITALANT.
Good.
There you go. All right, let's talk about this. This is something a lot of people probably cannot relate to when it comes to mathematics, but ASU is working with junior high students, or middle school students as they're called now, on the math challenge, middle school math challenge. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So they had a middle school math challenge. They've had this, I want to say, 4 or 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And so that's 6th and 7th graders, right? And, or I'm sorry, 7th, I think it's 6th and 7th. They had 150 middle schoolers come, but it wasn't just from our area. We had 9 different schools. So 3 were from Lake Havasu. That was Thunderbolt, HPA, and Telesis. 3 from Kingman, Kingman Academy of Learning, Kingman Middle School, White Cliffs, and then 2 from Mojave Valley. And I feel like there's, oh, and 1 from Parker as well. So they went through it, and then they did the math challenge where all the teachers and people are grading them here, and then they had Jimmy John's sandwiches afterwards.
Are you trying to identify local students for future scholarship opportunities, or what's the end game here?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they could end up being scholarship opportunities, absolutely, but for the most part, it's just to show them the campus, right, and to give back and just be community-bound. So the math teacher, Dr. Arand, he started this, and they also did a science, they did math and science camp in the summer, and it's just more exposure for the kids to see that they have this university right in their backyard.
Oh,
very
I
good.
See. Sort of pre-selling.
Yes.
Very good. So are they just given age-appropriate run-of-the-mill math questions, or is it trickery and mirrors and
yes.
smoke?
Yes, I think it gets more difficult, and for the students, you know, it's also, it's great for their self-esteem. It's a great competition for the teachers to look forward to, and I say exposure, but also if you haven't gone to, you know, a college and seen a campus before, mm-hmm. or maybe family hasn't, you know, they haven't gone, and so it could be a little bit intimidating. It could be like, what is that place, right? So mm-hmm. I think it just gets people to walk around and become a larger community. And our students help, too, which is a great option.
Sure.
You know, very good.
And for a lot of people that don't know, that's the former Daytona Middle School campus,
yeah.
correct?
Yes, it is. And it's so beautiful.
And it doesn't – the funny thing is it's an old middle school campus, but it reminds me of a Biola or something like that that's in La Mirada, California. That's a junior college. And that's what it reminds me of, though. And it's so – it's definitely a university atmosphere there. I was very impressed by the personal tour I got from Dr. Carla.
That's right. Well, you know what? It always reminds me of a 70s design. It's really pretty because they're
right.
odd. You know, and you walk around, it does remind me of a lot of schools in Southern California where you walk from building to building. It's not, you know, inside. But the landscape architecture is beautiful, and it's a really nice place to come see. We did another event, too, when you want to talk about that, called Bridge to the World.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the math challenge. Is it,
yes.
just one more question, is it done for high school students as well?
No, it is not through us at this location. So this is for middle. We have different outreaches at different levels. So
okay.
high school, we've had more of an outreach. When we had criminal justice, we would have high school come over.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the high school come over multiple times for kinesiology mm-hmm. and to look at the medical fields, you know, and actually be in the lab. So we just have targeted certain age groups for different events.
Sure, sure. And then I notice you are, your specialties, leadership, business, and communication. So does that mean math is out as far as Kristen Mann is concerned?
I can do business math. I'm fine with that. I don't remember any calculus or anything like that, though.
That's funny. I had both. I had statistics for business majors, and then I had calculus also. So just regular calculus in college.
Yes.
So yeah, that was not a party. It was definitely a cramming session. Yeah, before the final for sure. All right. Let's talk about that inaugural Bridge to the World. What is that event?
You know what? It was really fun. We have quite a few international students. I think we're like 45% now of
wow.
our students. Oh, yeah. And they, at this point, they've come from 27 countries. Hmm. So we decided to have an exhibit both for the community and then a second event that was for the sixth graders, our local sixth graders, just highlighting them. So it's kind of like almost like a wax museum tour or a walking exhibit where the student was, we had from 16 countries, we had students standing with a big poster board giving some facts, you know, like what was their economy like? What were their holidays? You know, what was their population? And those kind of things. And then the student talked to the people as they went around. And we had a booklet. In fact, I have one on my desk. It was a passport, which is really cool. It was a passport, an exhibit showcasing sun devils from around the world. And and you would walk from station to station, and it would have kind of like a bio, right? It would have the country overview with all the facts, and then you would get a stamp on your passport. So we did that the one evening from 5:30 to 7, and Mayor Sheehy came and spoke, and we had, how many did we have? We had 126 community members come through.
God, very good.
Wow. What do you get if you get a book that's fully stamped, your passport? Was there a prize for that?
Yes, you get a book that's fully stamped.
Nice. That is the perfect Paulie comeback.
Good answer.
Perfect comeback right
there.
You get
a math challenge.
Exactly.
You get to answer a lot. Yeah, so that was fun. And then, so that was the Wednesday, the 13th. And then we decided, since we had all these students and they were really invested and excited to share what they were, where they were coming from, even pictures of all the food they would eat, and they were dressed in their cultural dress. So the next day we had 168 sixth graders come through. That was a little bit easier. Yeah, but it was great. Yeah, it was a good teaching moment, you know?
Right. I love teachable moments. Yeah. But that's after you make a mistake. This was more of a teaching moment.
Yes, you're right. You're right. A math challenge probably had teachable moments.
Right. I want to go off script a little bit here, off the talking points anyway, and talk about what you do at the university as far as business and communication. Is that a major now that you can get started on at ASU at Lake Havasu?
Yeah, there's a couple that fall in that category. So my true degree is in organizational leadership, but I have an MBA, so I can teach some of the business classes. Lisa Matahek-Barr is our actual business teacher. Mm-hmm. And so we have a business administration degree, a business communication degree, and then there's also just a communication degree.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, mine are more organizational leadership or project management. But we all cross over because we're small.
Right.
Are those new to the options at the campus, or have they always been?
They've been there. I think organizational leadership and project management is the newest, but organizational leadership came on, I don't know, maybe 7 years ago, but we did start with both the business and comm. A lot of students like those. You know, it's a broad degree.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So business has the math in it, as you know.
We're going to go ahead and take our first break of the hour, and this one is more for Dr. Carla. I didn't get your music choice, Dr. Kristen, so we usually play 90s country for Dr. Carla, so I want to play Sammy Kershaw, She Don't Know She's Beautiful, and we'll go to break. It's not for Dr. Carla or anything. She's got that part covered. All right, back with more in a moment. Brother Jim Russell, I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Dr. Kristen Mann, Associate Teaching Professor at ASU at Lake Havasu. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
There she goes, just walking down the street, and someone lets a whistle out. A girl like her, she just can't see what the fuss is all about. And she don't.
Right, back on Speak Out, a little departure from 90s country because the name Chris Stapleton was dropped while we were on break with Dr. Kristen. Great choice, by the way. I love that. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by Patio Paradise. Oh, by the way, Mojave Mortgage, love those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I forgot that, man. Chad's going to let me have it, too. Just Meats, All the Cuts, All the Time, a locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Not quite as old as me. This is my birthday week. It starts today.
Well,
always starts on April 1st.
Certainly it's worth celebrating for a whole week.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't want to know. It's six decades, though. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. Also, our newest sponsor, Blonzy Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills, where steaks are just the beginning. They also feature the Prius and all-veggie sandwich.
And the best breakfast in town.
Oh, man.
And I can attest to that. We just had a breakfast meeting there this morning.
You got to have, I don't know if you've tried it yet. Do you like Loco Moco? Have you ever had it?
No, I haven't, but yeah.
Did I tell you about this yet?
Yes, you did.
Oh,
and
man.
You know, bacon and eggs is it for me. I'd have that three times a day out there.
Mine's hamburger and eggs. That's my go-to.
Okay.
But this is a bed of hash browns instead of rice.
Uh-huh.
Then the hamburger patty. Then the egg on top of that.
Wow.
Right? Over easy. Or over medium, however you want.
Uh-huh.
And then country gravy over that.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty. Oh, right? Pretty dang good. I love Loco Moco. It's my favorite Hawaiian dish ever. So, yeah, they do a Northwest Hawaiian or Northwest Loco Moco is what they call it. I love that dish. All right, so we're back with Kristen Mann, who seems to be a little bit hungry, associate teaching professor at ASU at Lake Havasu. You guys do have I wouldn't call it a supermarket, but it's definitely a place to get food.
A cafeteria?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really a cafeteria. It's
nicer.
More like a general store.
Oh, cool.
It's a grab-and-go kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. But you've got an event coming up. The Have a Startup Winner's Business Plan will be showcased. And we've talked about that here on the program with the BBB before. And, tell us what's going on with that. It's April 10th at 5:30.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys have talked about it. It's an annual entrepreneurial competition for local Lake Havasu residents. They may have had a business going, I think it's a year or two, or just starting it. And so we started taking applications and had like an information session in November, I believe. And next Wednesday, we're having the top three finalists at 5:30, and they're going to present, and then we're going to award the winner. / winners, and we'll see what it is. They all different things that they're asked to do. This year they could actually, for their kind of introductory, they could actually just take a video of themselves talking about it because we found, you know, some people aren't that comfortable writing a whole business plan. So then at the end they did a slide deck, a PowerPoint, and that's what they're going to present to everybody.
I would, you know, I hate to say this actually out loud, but I would think now with AI, you could write a business plan with AI. I don't know how ethical that is, but it seems like it would be a good start. And then you could kind of massage that. Am I way off on this, Miss MBA?
Oh, no, I think AI, unfortunately, is probably used for a lot of things, and you can tell when you can't even understand what it means, right?
Oh, right, right.
So hard to read, you're like, wow. But, I think sometimes AI is a great way to start something like that and get some ideas, right? And then use your own words, of course. So, but they were, the three finalists were really passionate, and they were all really interesting business plans. So I'm excited about it. I think it's a good thing that we do. And then they offer, so there's award money, but really the thing that's even more important than that is that they can have any kind of mentoring. So, you know, they can have mentoring on banking or legal aspects or whatever Better Business Bureau has to offer as well. So hopefully they take advantage of that.
What a great thing.
Right. Dr. Kristen, are you part of this personally, having an MBA and a part of the and specializing in organizational leadership?
I get to be one of the judges. I've done the training part before, and now I'm one of the judges. So I get to see them all, read them all. It's exciting. You know, and they're not, none of these are students. In the past, we've had some students.
Okay.
But these are community members that, you know, they want to get their business off the ground or they want to try something a little bit different. So it's beneficial.
What a nice resource for people.
Yeah, it actually is. It's a very successful program. How many years have you been doing Have a Startup?
I think this is the fifth year.
Oh, wow.
I should I should have had that down. But it kind of changed, as you know, everything else did with the pandemic. So
yes.
I remember to do something. I think we just had to do it via Zoom. And people were not as interested in that because they had many more things going on. But this year, mm-hmm. we had a lot of activity in it. So
that's
it was
great.
Fun.
Any idea, yeah. maybe on the future show, we'll find out how many Have a Startups are actually still in business.
Oh, good,
I'd really like to know that, being as in tune with the small business community as we are here at KNTR Talk.
Yeah, we actually said that this, we're going to go through and revise a little bit because what we want to do is we want there to be that commitment that they have to be checking back in to
okay.
say what they've done. Just a little bit of accountability there, you know?
All right, perfect. We do have our next guest on the line. It's Joshua Ware, and we're going to get to that interview after a short break. He's actually a rural health coordinator at the Bob Stump VA Medical Center, the Northern Arizona Veteran Affairs Healthcare System in Flagstaff. So we're going to get to that interview in a moment. I queued up Daddy's Money for you. This is Ricochet. This is from 90s country. Rocks pretty hard, so thought I would cue that up. But Dr. Kristen Mann, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate you filling in for Dr. Carla here on Speak Out.
Thanks. Have a good day and a good birthday.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. It is birthday week. Woo!
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be extended
bye-bye.
Into next week, by the way. So, all right. Thank you. Appreciate
okay,
that. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Tracy wants to extend it into next week so we can have my birthday lunch.
Oh, very good.
Wednesday just doesn't work for various reasons.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it's April 3rd in case you were going to get me
yeah,
something, Jim.
Get you something special that was dated.
You've already done plenty, trust me. All right, back with more in a moment. We'll see if we have a good connection with Joshua Ware from the VA. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brother Jim Russell. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Add it all up, it's a deadly combination. She's a good bass fisher, a dynamite kisser. Country has a turn of green. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks. And look who's looking at me.
Wow. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was Debbie Thompson and symphonies. But I like my music, I like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed.
All right, we're back on Speak Out. I'm not saying who that goes out to. It's more of a place that it
yes.
goes out to. But, yeah, anyway, I love Confederate Railroad. And
very cool.
A boss from way, way back in this business introduced them on stage at the Flamingo in Laughlin before they were the Aquarius. So Confederate Railroad played, yeah, the Flamingo. So kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't even recall when that was.
It was like 93, 94-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Fantastic view of London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. By Springberg Wealth Management, also by Mojave Community College. Sun Power by Esme Electric. By SamsGums.com. Sam, I'm told, is back this Friday.
Oh,
yeah.
Has he been away?
He's missed a couple shows, the last two, I think, but I'm told he will be here this Friday. It's actually gotten to be a pretty popular segment.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Kicks off with a lot of kid rock music. That's just that's your clue right there as to the vein of the Sam
yes.
Scarmardo, SamsGuns.com Friday segment. Also, Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. Conveyor belt not included
uh-huh.
on those doggy washers.
Wash your dog at home.
But I love the idea.
Yep.
Jim thinks he has a million-dollar idea. Also, shop local, spend local, eat local, and play local. You know all about local.
That's right. If we don't, it'll go away. We won't have all that wonderful convenience.
Right. Absolutely. So what do you say about Speak Out sponsors? What do you think about
them?
You've been here over 20 years.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, you couldn't find better people to do business with. They just want a shot at your business. Heck, if they're wise enough to spend their advertising dollar here with us, you should be doing business with them.
Nice. Is that why the boat show and Desert Storm and Winter Blast and all your events are pretty much advertised?
Well, Winter Blast isn't ours, but of course, fireworks.
Well, you don't own it, but.
And yes, and the Jet Ski World Finals,
yes.
And all, of course. Yeah. This is the radio network
right.
For Havasu.
Mr. Frazier.
Yes.
He likes to be on every October.
He would come just to be on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to bring in our next guest who has a fantastic phone connection. Considering there's snow on the ground in Flagstaff, Joshua Ware is our guest. He's a rural health coordinator from the Bob Stump VA Medical Center in Flagstaff. Welcome to the show, Joshua.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate you being on, and I know this was last minute being over the phone, but no, we really appreciate you calling in. Tell us why a VA coordinator, rural health coordinator, is calling in for an event in Parker.
So we actually have a very awesome event for veterans and their families, and we're going to be holding that, yes, in Parker at the Blue Water Casino. It's going to be an all-inclusive event to get the veterans to take advantage of the services that we have to bring. We're going to be doing healthcare enrollment, toxic exposure screenings, as well as VA service connection compensation applications, and for certain veterans, depending on the complexity of their medical conditions, comp and pen examinations as well at the event where claims will be expedited. Normally they take, you know, unfortunately, multiple months to be fully processed. These claims will be, you know, processed in a far more timely manner. We're bringing the full weight of the VA to the Blue Water Casino for this event in April 12th and 13th.
Okay, there's a couple things I need to unpack here. What does all-inclusive mean?
So we are bringing... You know, so the VA is broken into essentially three different departments, where we have Veterans Healthcare Administration, Veterans Benefits Administration, and the National Cemetery Administration. We're bringing, two of those departments, the Healthcare and the Benefits Administration, to the event. Now we're also bringing, the VHA is bringing out individual program representatives. So let's say, the primary care team, for instance, the Women and Veterans Health Program, the Whole Health Program, the Military to VA program, the Healthcare for Homeless Veterans Program, all these different programs, we're bringing them to this event to offer services to their veterans in person, in the community. And so they normally be based out of Prescott, Arizona at our hospital or at one of our respective clinics. We're bringing them into the community.
Wow, they're so lucky. I should have served. That's one of my biggest regrets, by the way, Jim. Mm-hmm. I'm going through healthcare hell right now with a new provider in Mojave County. And, yeah, just having those benefits with the VA is just unbelievable what you guys do for veterans. Your job must be very rewarding, Joshua.
I find it to be, yes. I cover 65,000 square miles of Arizona.
Holy moly.
Yeah, from the western border all the way to the eastern border. And, you know, being a veteran myself, I do find it very rewarding.
Does that include Navajo Nation?
Absolutely. Yeah, my catchment area does cover Navajo County and Apache County. So I go quite regularly out to... Chinle, Kayenta, Tuba City, Window Rock, Ganado, you name it, I'm over there.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
The, you know, as far as Navajo Nation goes, are there different needs there as far as the tribal community as opposed to maybe somebody who's not a tribal member?
You know, I would say that, yeah, they do have... certain needs that would be different compared to non-tribal members, such as some of their traditional healing practices. But that's something that VA are definitely taking under advisement from our tribal points of contact that we're working with to create a program that is, you know, specific onto them. Same with Hopi Nation as well, and all of our tribes that fall within this, our catchment area.
Gosh, I'm surprised at the sensitivity that appears to represent. So your hospitalization and medical treatments are influenced by that specifically?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. There's, they have unique cultural practices that we want to be respectful of, and yeah, that's definitely something that we're considered, that we've been taken under advisement, and we're trying to create those specialized programs for. Now, it's, you know, with all things, they take time. It's not a simple flip of a switch.
Sure.
But we're definitely working with, you know, Navajo Nation, Hopi Nation, and there are other tribes within Navajo-Hicks' catchment area to bring awareness to those unique aspects of their culture.
Wow, that's fantastic. So as far as the Parker event goes, what are some of the local community and state resources that'll be there for veterans?
I'm glad that you asked that. So actually, Parker IHS will be there themselves, along with the State of Arizona Department of Economic Security, Arizona Department of Veteran Services will be there, Red Cross, Televeda. Social Security Administration is actually coming out as well, as well as the local courts. They're still working out their schedule, but they said that they should be able to accommodate.
Is there an expansion of VA healthcare or its eligibility standards?
Absolutely. Yeah, that actually went into effect back in early March, so that, you know, there was a lot of veterans, the way the VA used to operate, that couldn't qualify for VA healthcare. Well, the rules have changed. And that's something that I tell a lot of our Native American veterans, because that's my primary areas of focus, is our Native American veterans, is that the rules have changed within the VA. So whereas you previously might not have been able to qualify for VA healthcare, now you do.
Very good.
Like what, for example? Can you give us an example of somebody that might not have been covered for a certain service and now they are?
Yeah, so, you know, how the VA used to be broken down was into 8 different priority groups. That, you know, a lot of it boiled back to if you were service-connected for those injuries that the veterans might have sustained while they were on active duty. But now the VA is not even looking at that being a prerequisite. You know, they've changed it so there's 3 different cohorts to that initial eligibility or the expansion of care. And some of those do relate to toxic exposures that our veterans were exposed to while they're on duty.
That makes sense.
Others are eras or areas of action or combat. And then the third one is the deployed in support of these different operations. So, you know, if you're a veteran and, you know, you applied for the VA in the past, I tell every veteran that I encounter that has been denied, or to reapply, you know, to give the VA another chance, because we are constantly evolving and we're getting better. And so this is one of those changes that went into effect to make it so that more veterans are eligible for care.
One of the bigger stories here in Mojave County that kind of goes under the radar at times, but I was involved with the EPA when I was in college, worked alongside with a lot of guys that worked at the atomic test site in Nevada. Is the downwinders, is that something that you guys at the VA, are those part of those benefits?
I actually don't know about.
Okay. I was just curious if you knew anything about the downwinders, those people in the 50s and 60s that were exposed to the above ground tests and they drifted over Mojave County, some of that fallout, and St. George, of course. So yeah, that's kind of something that's been going on. What about the length of time that somebody serves in the Army, Air Force, the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard? Does that have anything to do with the level of benefits or level of care that they receive from the VA?
So with that, you know, there is definitely a certain requirement for post-1980. I'd have to double check that, but I do believe it's 2 years. Pre-1980, that time frame does not come into effect. But again, you know, if you are discharged because, let's say, you get hurt and you're able to get that service connected, then the time frame reality doesn't come into a play. But it's just a process of rolling through the benefits administration to pursue service connection.
Yeah, I'd heard that before, that people that retire with 30 years, it was 20 years or more, I think, was full benefits, but those with 2 to 4 years don't receive the same. But that's interesting. It's a pre-1980. That's the threshold. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's when Congress passed that minimum time frame law. It went into effect September 1980. But yeah, and that's one of the reasons where there's other benefits out there for our veterans, for members that serve our nation, is within federal employment, as an example. Your military time can be counted in addition to currently serving.
Right.
As a federal employee, we call it buying your time back. It's a little bit of a complicated process that I don't want to dive into too much.
Okay.
I want to really promote this Parker event, because if you've been to Parker, Paul, there's a lot of veterans there, and there's a lot of veterans that need this event. And we were fortunate enough to partner with the Colorado River Indian Tribe, the Regional Center for Border Health, and then also with Blue Cross Blue Shield to put on this wonderful event. And I can't emphasize this enough. If the veterans come to this event, they should be able to get a lot better understanding of their benefits and what's out there for them from the Department of Veteran Affairs, whether it's the Healthcare Administration or the Benefits Administration. During this event, we're also going to be having a couple different presentations. One of them's from the Department of Labor, which should be very, very rewarding for the community, especially because they're going to be discussing their stand-down grant.
Uh-huh.
And then we have two other presentations going on, two on the first day, one on the second day. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic event for the veterans, but not just the veterans, but their families as well.
So is this appropriate for people, veterans, that have perhaps complaints or feel they've been poorly served, to come and look for solutions?
Yeah, instead of going in on the phone system,
which could be frustrating,
and getting shuffled possibly, is it better? Is this a good event for them to talk to somebody in person?
For fielding complaints, probably not.
Okay.
It's more offering services. Like always, we do have the patient advocate here at Northern Arizona VA. There is the White House VA complaint line. There are different avenues for lodging complaints and taking action. This event is more so for becoming informed of what might be out there. Now, if you do have an issue, I won't tell anyone not to come to the event.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it'll be an opportunity for you to become informed.
Good.
There you go.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of veterans here locally that actually make that drive to Prescott for VA services that I've heard. And, it was really good planning on your guys' part. April 12th and 13th is a Friday and Saturday. So that's like maximum outreach possible. Good job there.
Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely something that we wanted to consider. We've been wanting to do a large two-day event on the western side because, people work, veterans work.
Sure.
And, some veterans might be working on Friday and can't make it to the event. So that's why we definitely wanted to have that two-day event and have another day on Saturday.
Tell us about another talking point you provided me with, the PACT Act that was signed into law in October of 2022. What's that all about?
Oh, so yes, the PACT Act is actually the law that that recognized certain toxic exposure from chemicals or environmental hazards. that happened to the veterans. You know, that could have been, let's see, you know, because I was a maintainer, I worked on aircraft while I was in the Navy. You know, that could be anything and everything from jet fuel, hydraulic fluid, like different solvents, to, you know, if you were, you know, ground troops, maybe you were exposed to uranium, depleted uranium rounds, you know, all sorts of different things. There's also, you know, workplace environmental hazards as well, which could be noise. So if you're working on a lot of heavy machinery, you know, it's going to affect your sound, your hearing, due to the decibels of the sound. Mm-hmm. But the PACT Act essentially recognizes all those conditions and dates it, you know, all the way back to, you know, the Vietnam era, Vietnam War, to go include everything and anything from Agent Orange all the way out to, you know, environmental hazards, machinery equipment.
Did you say, you worked on a flight deck?
Yes, I did.
Oh, very good. I actually landed on the USS Stennis one time to do a television program. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I've been on the Stennis. Stennis is a cool boat.
Yeah, a cool boat. I love 1,500 people. He calls it a boat. That's funny. That's a good one, Joshua. So, anyway, I kind of cut you off there. Was there something else you wanted to say about the PACT Act?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, it really covers a wide range of eras and time frames, going all the way back to the Vietnam War with Agent Orange, all the way up to our most recent conflict, which was in, you know, Operation Enduring Freedom, the War on Terror, that sort of thing. So it's a really all-encompassing act that went into effect to benefit the veterans, because not only is there recognizing these hazards, there's a service connection component to the health-related conditions that develop from being exposed to these chemicals. As we know, a lot of our Vietnam veterans that got exposed to Agent Orange developed cancers, and the same mindset is carried through, because there's other conditions that develop, not just from the Agent Orange, but from other toxic conditions and environmental hazards. Again, you know, I'll cite that heavy machinery could potentially cause some damage to your hearing. Mm-hmm. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful law that went into effect that really is helping a lot of our veterans.
So let's recap. We have about a minute left. Tell us what's happening in Parker again for those listeners who joined us late.
So at the Blue Water Casino, April 12th and 13th, April 12th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then April 13th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're holding an event where veterans will be able to come, become informed about what VA services are out there, enroll in VA healthcare, but also apply for VA service connection disability, and depending on the medical complexity of their claim, can potentially get a comp and pen examination and an expedited processing to their claim.
Awesome. There you
very
go.
Good.
On a Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
In Parker. Downtown Parker. At the Blue Water. Joshua Ware, thanks for joining us. And again, Joshua is a rural health coordinator at the Bob Stump VA Medical Center in Flagstaff. Great to have you on the show. If I can fit you in anytime in the next couple months, we're going to do this again, okay?
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right. We appreciate you. Thanks so much. All right. Doing the good work for the veterans.
Yes.
All across the state of Arizona, it sounds like.
Very good.
East, west, north, and south. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. We'll have a final shot with Brother Jim Russell. I'm Paul LaVoy. Welcome back to Speak Out, Brother Jim Russell and Paul LaVoy. And I know you're not into the whole sports thing, but the Diamondbacks, 3-1 after a weekend series with the Colorado Rockies, so they won that one. Well, it's all about Tory Lavello, the manager. It's all about winning the series.
Uh-huh.
You have 3- and 4-game series. It's all about winning that series. So D-backs return to action tonight at home hosting the Bronx Bombers, the New York Yankees.
Oh, well.
Man, everybody wants tickets to the Yankees series. It's like, no. They're either If they're not on the weekend, well, probably not. But yeah, those are special tickets, obviously. And we will have the Final Four on Saturday, as well as Championship Monday. Special shows go along with all of that as well. That's all on KNTR Sports. That'll be updated later this afternoon, KNTRSports.com. And what are you working on right now? Ren Fair?
Yeah, Renaissance Fair is this coming weekend.
We just had Melanie on Friday.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
For that. Melanie / Queen Mary.
Is it Queen Mary, Queen of Scots?
Yes, Mary, yeah. Queen of Scots.
I called her that. Yeah. She didn't come in all her garb, though. Surprised me.
I don't think she'd fit through the door in her regal outfit.
So tomorrow, Rob Fram is coming up from Yuma, from Wacog, and I'll talk to you then. Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.